Her Nathaniel, hoard credo.
T'was not a hardo credio, t'was a pricket.
Most barbarous intimation, yet a kind of insinuation, as it were his inclination, unpolished, uneducated, or rather unlettered, to insert again my hard credo for a deer.
I say the deer was not a hardo credio, t'was a pricket.
Oh, thou monster ignorance! How deformed dost thou look?
Sir, he hath never fared of the dainties that are bred in a book. He hath not eat paper, he is only an animal, only sensible in the duller parts.
You two are bookmen. You can tell me by your wit and what a month old and Cain's birth that's not 5 weeks old yet.
Dictinia, goodman dull. Dictinia, goodman dull.
What's Dictinia?
A title to Phoebe, to Luna, to the moon.
The moon was a month old when Adam was no more, and wrought not to 5 weeks when he came to 50. The illusion holds in the exchange.
'Tis true indeed, the collusion holds in the exchange.
God comfort thy capacity. I say the illusion holds in the exchange.
And I say the collusion holds in the exchange, for the moon is never but a month old. And I say, besides that, 'twas a pricket the princess killed.
Sir, I praise the Lord for you, and so may my parishioners, for their sons are well tutored by you.
Merkle, if their sons be ingenious, they shall want no instruction.
God give you good morrow, Master Parson. Be so good as read me this letter. It was given me by Costard, and sent me from Don Armado. I beseech you, read it.
Let me hear a staff. A stanza, a verse, lege domine.
If love make me forsworn, how shall I swear to love? Ah, never faith could hold, if not to beauty vowed. Well learned is that tongue that well can thee commend. All ignorant is that soul that sees thee without wonder, which is to me some praise that I parts admire.
You find not the apostrophes, and so miss the accent. But, damosel of virgin, was this directed to you?
Aye, sir, from one Monsieur Barone.
Ah, to the snow-white hand of the most beauteous lady, Rosaline. Your ladyship's in all desired employment, Barone. Sir Nathaniel, this Barone is one of the votaries with the king. Trip and go, my sweet. Deliver this paper into the royal hand of the king. It may concern much.
Stay not thy compliment. I forgive thy duty. Adieu.
Good Costard, go with me. Sir, God save your life.
Sir, you have done this in fear of God, very religiously, and as a certain father saith.
Sir, tell me not of the father. I do fear colourable colours. But to return to the verses, did they please you, Sir Nathaniel?
Marvellous well for the pen.
By the Lord, this love is as mad as Ajax. It kills sheep, and it kills me. I, a sheep. I will not love. If I do, hang me. Oh, but her eye, by this light. But for her eye, I would not love her. Yes, for her two eyes. Well, she hath one of my sonnets already. The clown bore it, the fool sent it, and the lady hath it. Here comes one with a paper. God give him grace to groan.
Ay me.
Cupid has thumped him with thy bird bolt.
So sweet a kiss the golden sun gives not to those fresh morning drops upon the rose. Thou shinest in every tear that I do weep. What? Longueville? And reading, listen ere.
Now in thy likeness one more fool appear.
O sweet Maria, empress of my love, did not the heavenly rhetoric of thine eye persuade my heart to this false perjury? If by me broke, what fool was not so wise to lose an oath to win a paradise? By whom shall I send this? Company, stay.
O most divine Kate.
And most profane coxcomb.
By heaven, the wonder and immortal eye, her amber hair for falth amber quoted.
An amber-coloured raven was well noted.
As upright the cedar, as fair as the day. Oh, that I had my wish.
And I had mine.
And I mine too, good lord.
Once more I'll read the ode that I've writ. On a day, alack the day, love, whose month is ever May, Spider blossom passing fair, playing in the wanton air. Oh, would the king, Barone, and Longaville were lovers too.
Dumaine, thy love is far from charity. You may look pale, but I should blush, I know, to be o'erheard and taken napping so.
Come, sir, you blush, as his your case is such. You chide at him, offending twice as much. I have been closely shrouded in this bush, and mark you both, for you both did blush. What will Barone say when that he shall hear faith so infringed, which such zeal did swear? I would not have him know so much by me.
Now step I forth to whip hypocrisy. Good heart, what grace hast thou, thus reprove these worms for loving, that art most in love? Oh, what a scene of foolery I have seen, of sighs, of groans, of sorrow, and of teen. Oh, me, with what strict patience have I sat to see a king transformed to a gnat.
Are we betrayed thus to thy overview?
Not you to me, but I betrayed by you. I that am honest, I that hold it sin to break the vow I am engaged in. When shall you see me write a thing in rhyme, or groan for love?
Soft, whither away so fast?
I post from love. Good lover, let me go.
God bless the king.
What present hast thou there?
Some certain treason.
I beseech your grace, let this letter be read.
Barone, read it over. Where hast thou it? How now? What is in you? Why dost thou tear it?
A toy, my liege, a toy. Your grace needs not fear it.
It did move him to passion, and therefore let's hear it.
It is Barone's writing, and here is his name.
Ah, oh, you horse-horned loggerhead, you were born to do me shame. Guilty, my lord, guilty, I confess.
What?
That you three fools lacked me fool to make up the mess. He, and you, my liege, and I, our pick purses in love, and we deserve to die.
Now the number is even.
True, true, we are four.
Hence, sirs, away.
Walk aside the true folk, and let the traitors stay.
Sweet lords, sweet lovers, oh, let us embrace. We cannot cross the cause why we were born, therefore of all hands must we be forsworn.
My love, her mistress, is a gracious moon, she an attending star, scarce seen a light.
Oh, but for my love, day would turn to night.
Dark needs no candles now, for dark is light.
But what of this? Are we not all in love?
Nothing so sure, and thereby all forsworn.
Then leave this chat, and good Barone, now prove our loving lawful, and our faith not torn.
Oh, some authority, how to proceed, some tricks, some quillets, how to cheat the devil. Shall we resolve to woo these girls of France?
And win them too. Therefore let us devise some entertainment for them in their tents.